Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
And on the line with us today, we have Ms. Toya Nash. How are you,
What's
girl?
What's up? I'm
hello,
good.
Hello, hello. Good, good. And we have also Norma on the line. Norma, how are you?
Whoop, whoop.
Okay. Norma had her coffee today, so that's good for us. And we have our beautiful, lovely screener, Jamesy, on the line today. Hello, James.
Hi.
Hi. So this is our first show of 2013, like the beginning of a whole bunch of crazy, crazy, craziness that's going to happen in this year. I know it. How are you guys? How was your New Year's? Did you guys party? Who made a muck and a muckery of themselves? I know Norma did because
I
saw her
sure
the next
did.
Day.
What did Norma do? I want to hear this. What did you do, Norma?
Happy New Year, first of all. And I had an amazing time this New Year. I just went to, like, a friend's party at his house, and it wasn't nothing big. It was just his friends and a few of his family members. And, yeah, I wore these huge heels, huge, and I only lasted maybe 45 minutes on them. And then
Hold on. By huge, you mean 2 inches, right?
No,
I know
I showed them to you. They were the leopard ones. I don't even know how many inches, 5 inches or whatever.
No, they were not 5 inches, girl. They were like 2.5. Let's not lie.
Well, they're huge for me. They're huge. And I only lasted about less than an hour.
Okay, so my question to you is, she knows how Katrina feels about walking barefoot, and Norma is notorious for walking barefoot. Did you have shoes on?
I did. I purposely brought my flats with me because I knew I didn't want Katrina mad at me if I didn't wear my flats afterwards.
See, that's very good because, you know, she will cut you if she finds out you're walking around barefoot again.
Yeah, but you didn't leave the party, right? Like you.
Oh, no, I stood there. But still, we were outside. We were in his backyard, so, yeah.
But you don't understand. She's the girl in Vegas where, like, midway through the club, she's walking around barefoot. Like, you don't walk around barefoot in Vegas. What's
wrong
with you?
No, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
and she's not even drunk. That's the worst part.
It's just I can't deal with hills.
She needs to invest on just pure flats from now on. So, Ms. Toya, I want to hear what you did for New Year's. I know that you've been out and about and performing and doing a whole bunch of stuff and hustling, bustling, so let us know what you did.
Not a damn thing. I didn't do anything exciting. I won't say not exciting, but not, you know, there was no big party or anything like that. I actually went to church like a good girl. And then brought in the new year with my parents and some other friends. So nothing epic, but, you know,
but it was still
definitely
fun.
In good company. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, sometimes, like, going to parties and doing all that stuff, it does get overrated, and you do want that stability of home where you're just like, this is what I want for the new year, like just family. So
I'm always just disappointed anyway. Like, the party is never this epic. The event is never what people say. So I just, you know, I've just learned to just think of it as another night and not get overly excited about it because it never lives up to the expectation. Never.
Now, I know that you've been in between and going to New York and stuff, so I've never been to New York to see the ball drop. So So I have to ask you, is that something that you've experienced before?
I lived there 5 years, and no, I did not. I have no interest in being out of the cold once that ball drops. I've just never done it.
No? Like, that's one of my big things. That's, like, on my bucket list. I'm like, I need to do that before I die. Like, I need to go to Times Square. I get it. Like, it looks like it's fucking cold.
Yeah, and those are tourists. Like, New Yorkers are not watching that ball drop at all. Because we're in that traffic and stuff every day. And so we don't need any more reason to stand out there in the cold and wait on a ball. Like, we're all out together, but we're not in Times Square. But I get it. Like, if you're not from there, if you've never lived there, I totally get it. Because when I was a little girl, I wanted to see it, and then I lived there and totally was like, I can't.
I think I'll skip this one, but you know what? You guys go ahead.
But what you want to do is you want to, like, book it now for next year, like a room at a hotel there, because a lot of the hotels overlook it where you can just watch the ball and you don't have to worry about getting back home. You're within walking distance of everything. Like, that's really the way to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, do you guys watch it on TV? Like, did you guys watch it this year on TV?
Anybody? I didn't. I think the last time I watched it was when I was a little girl or something.
Like, not even, like, just, like, the 10 seconds before the ball drop?
No. Not since I was little.
I always pass by it. There's always a TV with it on, and I'll glance at it. But am I watching the entire, you know, thing? No.
Well,
I do, you know, like last year, my dad loved Lady Gaga, so we, you know, we had to watch her.
Hold up. What? Your dad loves Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Dad needs to be on the show, because that's classic right there. Because you will not find that. Like,
yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's awesome. But my whole thing is, like, I watched it for, like, the last, like, I don't know, like, the 10 seconds when it dropped, and then maybe, like, a 2 or 3 minutes after. And my whole thing is, like, you see all the places that are celebrating, and it's, like, Sydney looks insane. You know, Paris with the lights, and, like, that's something that I want to do. I want to go and have New Year's on each one of those places. Like, I want to see the ball drop. I want to go to London and be right there where the Ferris wheel is and, like, all those other things. Like, have you guys seen that?
No, just kidding. Don't come up here. I'm just kidding. I haven't really paid attention, actually. Like I said, I think the last time I've seen it was when I was little. I've never seen, like, what London's reaction is or just New York's.
Yeah. Next.
She said just New York. Like, that's the only one that matters.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Mama cracks me up. Okay.
Now, I'm going to have coffee today. So apparently,
I'm hyper right now.
She's been beyond hyper. I'm like, where the fuck are you during the show? I was like, bitch, I'm going to get you a freaking gift card to Starbucks and put, like, $50 on there, and it is your job to get a freaking double macchiato right before the show every Friday. I mean, I will supply you with that. It is going to be, like, her crack of choice.
All my friends know, do not give me coffee because I will go crazy, and Daisy over here wants to give me coffee.
Well, you know, it happens, all I'm saying. Okay, well, I don't know about you guys, but that's the whole thing that's on my bucket list. And I'm glad that everybody had a wonderful New Year's. That's great. And everybody is going to make 2013, like, that's going to be everybody's year to have, like, things be bigger and better, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but who does resolutions? Like, did you do any, Daisy?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Why not?
Because, like, it's just not realistic to me sometimes. Like, some of the things that people do, I'm just like, really? Like, okay, I'll give you, like, if some people want to quit smoking, like, stuff like that, okay. But this whole diet thing that everybody does at the beginning of the year, it makes me laugh because the gym is, like, jam-packed. come freaking January and February, like, you can't get a parking space, you can't get a treadmill, you can't get an elliptical, nothing, right? And then all of a sudden in March, it's like, all of a sudden half of the parking lot's empty. You're like, oh, okay, cool. And then April comes and you're like, oh, it's really empty. And June comes and you're like, where the fuck is everybody? Did the apocalypse come and go and I'm just left behind? Like,
okay, Norma, what about you? Like, are you in it? You on the resolution thing?
No, because I'm very bad at keeping up with what I say, so I never do any.
Yeah. Has anybody ever kept one?
Yeah. Nope.
I don't say I have resolutions. I have goals. Like, I have, like, certain goals.
Are they yearly dependent, or are they just, like, this is just my goal, it doesn't matter if it's when the ball drops?
No, like, I would say it's yearly. Like, last year I said, I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to do 2 weeks there. I'm going to get my house. I'm going to get my new car. Like, and I was able to accomplish those goals, like, all within the year. And I said, I'm going to do it this year. And, like, this year, like, my big goal is to finish up Europe, because I've already done, like, a large portion of it, so I want to finish it. And then get pregnant, which is, like, the thing that I want for this year. Like, that's my goal. I want to do Europe first.
But
then
she's going to wait till after Europe to get pregnant, right, Daisy?
Of course. Why would I do that before?
Yeah, that would be smart. Well, baby, no. You and your husband go at it. I don't think you'll have any problems. Not at all.
No, I think it'll be okay. I really do. But I'm like, this year, all right, that baby is coming. Like, there's going to be a little someone in my tummy, but we'll see. And Toya, did you have resolutions?
Never.
Never?
No.
Uh-oh.
I've never even played the game. It just seemed like a recipe for failure.
Right? And then when you don't go through with it, and then it's the following year, you're like, oh, I didn't follow through with last year. Like, you get a little, like, depressed about yourself, don't you? Like, I would think that.
Plus, I kind of do a fiscal year kind of thing anyway. Like, mine is more, okay, I'm having another birthday, and these are the things that, these are my goals, you know, before the sixth birthday. It's more that than January 1.
Okay. So this group is not a resolution group. We're completely a goal group, which is fine. At least we have
hell
goals.
No, we won't go.
Oh, my God. Sip your coffee, bitch.
I can't no more.
Oh, my Lord. Please help me, someone. Anyways.
Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know, I'm at Daisy's house.
They don't need to know. It's fine. I don't want to claim that as being at my house right now.
I've been bugging her all day.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, Miss Karen Ashley came over today, and she decided to have a photo shoot with us. And she's missing Toya, but I know that you're out of town and that she's going to get you coming back so we can have some pictures up on the myuncensored.com website. There's some up, but there's not one of all of us. So that's definitely something that she's like, we need to do it, and we need to do it now. So, you know, Ms. Karen Ashley, we will get to doing that. So I am going, actually, to throw it over to Toya right now. Toya, you have a friend that's a relationship expert, and I want you to bring him on. I want you to tell us all about him. And, you know, we're going to have a couple of callers, hopefully, later on. So if you guys have any questions on relationships, please, please, please call in to 323 area code 417-6705 to talk to Toya's friend. And Toya, take it away, please. Toya.
Hey, press mute. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah. So this is our special guest. His name is Derek Hall. Let me tell you something about Derek. Derek is, first of all, he's very tall, dark, and handsome. Very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he's been married for the past 10 years.
Boo.
Oh, darn.
Anyway, so his entire, like, as long as I've known him, he has been the guy you go to for relationship advice. I mean, I don't care. Now, he's not about helping you get the man. He's about helping you keep the man or find out if you ever even had the man, or, you know, just about keeping it real and something we're not able to do as women is we are all emotional and we tie everything up with that. He's like, listen, this is guy think. This is what is really happening. That's what I like about Eric. And he will give you the truth. No matter how much you try and do otherwise, dude is always right with the advice. It really is just annoying. So I know people are going to argue, people might disagree, but go out and test it. He's right every time, which is annoying.
But I need to have him on my speed dial.
You do. Absolutely. He is definitely that dude. When my friends call me in crisis, I put him on three-way. When I'm in crisis, we go get some drinks, and I vent and tell him everything that's wrong, and he tells me really quickly what the hell is really going on. So he's definitely somebody you want in your corner. His book is going to be amazing. It's called The Foundation. And here he is, Derek, take it away.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
We're good.
So what the hell is going on?
I'm caffeinated.
Welcome
aboard. Hey, I really appreciate you guys having me on with you.
Derek, he doesn't have a boyfriend. Can you imagine why?
I can't keep one down.
Norma has issues with boyfriends that she dates. I think we should get into to Norma. Norma, why don't you tell him about your dating situation, and maybe he can tell you what you're doing wrong.
I don't have a dating situation at this moment, but I know what my problem is. I get too clingy too quick.
Really?
Yes, I do.
So, Norma, like, what are you looking for? What do you want?
I feel like I'm in the spot now.
You are.
I don't know what I want specifically. I guess I just don't want to waste any more time, and I want to find someone. But usually, you know, that takes time, and I usually get attached, I guess, quickly. I know that's my problem.
Okay. So I guess, like, for me, like, hearing it, I mean, you have to know, like, what you want and, like, what you like. So perfect case scenario, what type of situation would you be in right now?
Right now I'm not, like, dating no one. Honestly, I don't even look because I'm too afraid, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But I don't really go out there and look. I usually just go out with friends and somehow someone gives me a number, but I tend to not call sometimes.
Okay. I mean, I get that, but I guess the question I'm asking you, perfect case scenario, like if you had it your way right now, what type of situation would you be in or would you like to be in?
If I had a guy right now?
Right.
Or,
like, so right now, if you were to be in a relationship, what would be, like, the perfect case scenario for you? What would the guy be like?
Oh, what would he be like?
Right.
He would be funny.
Okay.
Just funny all around, good to get along with, gets along with my friends because I have some crazy friends, and just someone that can keep me entertained.
Okay. And so, now, based upon what you just told me or whatever, how does that differ from your reality, what you're dealing with right now?
So what? I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm breaking away or... What was the last comment?
So based upon what you just told me, you know, mm-hmm. like you date and like whatever, like how does your reality, what you're actually dealing with, differ from what you actually want?
My reality, what I want?
Okay,
yeah,
so...
I don't understand.
Like, I don't know how else to like rephrase it, but so you know what you want. You just told me like what you like and what you would want and like what would be ideal for you. So how does that differ from what you've actually been through and like the people that you've actually dealt with? What's the difference?
Oh, the difference. Usually they don't want to get serious too soon. Which I guess I get too serious too soon, but usually it's like they just want to, you know, once in a while, hang out once a month type of thing, and I want to hang out, like, every weekend.
Okay.
And it doesn't play out that way. Like, the last relationship.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the last relationship, we were dating, but I would keep my weekends clear for him, and he would call me eventually at the end, but, you know, he would call me eventually to go hang out, but it was a last-minute thing, and I would always keep my weekends clear, like, even for my friends. Like, oh, well, I'm waiting for him to call.
I see. Okay. So it's like you saw certain qualities or whatever in this guy or whatever, and you had a certain expectation of, like, what you wanted it to be, but he, for whatever reason, was not meeting your expectation. Does that kind of sums it up?
Right.
Okay. So, like, with that, like, my whole thing is, like, your foundation. Like, your foundation is, like, what you want. And, like, the whole premise behind the foundation is you know what you want and you know what you like. You know what your expectations are. And so, based upon that, it's like when you deal with other individuals, you have to, like, be honest with yourself and say, okay, is this individual giving me what I want? Are they making me happy? Are they giving me the things that I want out of a relationship? And so you have to ask yourself the question, you know, are they giving me what I need? And if the answer is no, at that point you have a decision to make. Do I want to continue on being in a relationship with this individual, or do I want to, like, move away, like, just sever ties, if you will, and, like, I guess go on about your business, I guess. So these individuals, like, they're not giving you what you want. Like, what keeps you, I guess, engaged with them, if you will?
What keeps me engaged?
Wait, I'm going to interrupt while Norma's thinking about that answer. But, Derek, you said something really important that kind of caught my attention, which was what's going to make you happy in a relationship. Now, I don't know. I could be wrong. But I always thought, like, I'm going to speak from my personal experience. I found that if I'm not happy, it doesn't matter in what relationship I'm in, I'm not going to be happy. So I find that as long as I'm happy, and I'm going to be happy in that relationship. So would that be a fundamental step that you need to achieve as far as getting at a level of happiness? Because I know there's some people out there that they're just like, you know what, I hate my life, this sucks, this, that. And they're so negative about everything that it doesn't matter who they meet. They're never going to be good enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I guess my thing, you deal with people, you take a risk, you know, especially people that you've never met or you dismet, whether it be at a social event or a party or, like, whatever. You meet an individual, there's something about the individual that attracts them to you. But my thing is, when you deal with people, you take a risk, and you always have to keep that in mind. And so you hit on it. I mean, it's all about your happiness. And, like, what you need to understand is you have the power and you have the control to say, do I want to be in this relationship? Do I want to be involved with this person? It's all about, like, what you want as opposed to settling or trying to compromise and, like, trying to make things work. You make things work for you. You know what you like. You know what you want. And it's all about being, like, honest with yourself. You know, we typically, you spend so much time trying to, a certain person may have, like, all of the traits or the characteristics that you want out of a relationship, but there may be two or three things that you just can't stand and that you don't like. And so it's like, okay, that to me, that's where, like, stress comes in. Like, okay, this person is perfect, but, and, like, my thing is eliminate the buts, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, they're either giving you what you want or they're not, you know. And so you have the power and you have the control to say, do I want to continue down the path with this individual knowing that they're not going to give me truly what I need or what I want at this moment in time, or do I just want to walk away and sabotage, you know? And that's my whole thing. It's all about your peace of mind, you know, and, like, what you want. And really, more so, your peace of mind comes in knowing that I have control to be in the situation that I'm in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay, I have two questions.
Wait a minute. First of all, Norma,
did that
guy you're talking, like, these guys you're talking about who you're holding your weekends open for, are these guys you are, like, dating, or are these guys who are like, Norma is my woman, she's my girl? Like,
No. Just dating.
What?
No, not together.
You're dating.
Yeah.
Some would call it a booty call, but I'm not going to say anything, but it might have been a booty call. I'm just saying.
Well, my question is, why are you holding your weekends open for somebody who's not your dude? Like, you're just like, assuming you're going to do something? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I assume that
we're going to do
Norma.
Something, so I keep my weekend open. And I know that's my problem because every single friend of mine tells me that's my problem.
But wait. I need to speak for Norma right here because she is just plain out way too nice. Like, even with her friends, she goes overboard. If she has literally $10 in her wallet and she is not going to have money for a month, she will be like, and her friend goes, hey, I need $10. She'll be like, here you go. Like, that's just the way this is. She's fucking crazy that way. I'm like, Norma, you only have $10, bitch. What the fuck are you doing? And she's just like, but it's my friend. And I love my friends. And I'm like, I understand, but you only got $10. Like, what are you doing?
Right. What are you doing with the last $10? I mean, come on, girl.
My eyes only see hearts and flowers around me.
And this is the biggest shit, and I get so pissed off at her because she'll do that with her friend, but that same friend, when they have $100 in their pocket, and she's like, hey, can I have, you know, like $10? Not even like, can I have the $10 I let you borrow and shit? It's like, can I have $10? They're like, no, what are you thinking? I have my mouth to feed. But what are you doing? And I'm like, see, bitch, that's why you have issues. Because you're too
nice. Okay. Yeah. Sounds like we'll have to do a Norma intervention show at some point.
But
Derek, okay,
seriously.
You're like that.
I'm sorry. Like, Norma, it sounds to me like you're very accommodating. It sounds like you have a beautiful spirit. You have a beautiful personality.
Yes.
And you want to make people happy. But I think, Norma, you're at a point where, what does Norma want? You know, you have to, like, think about yourself. Because at the end of the day, it's about you. It really is, you know. And so you have to, I get it, and I understand you. You know, you want to make people happy. You want to, you know, you want to take care of people. But at the end of the day, what about Norma? What about you? What about your needs? What about what you want? Does that make sense? And you you have to make that the priority. Take care of Norma first and then take care of everybody else. But make sure that you're happy and make sure that you're satisfied.
Yeah, I mean, you know, internally, that's what I intend to do this year for a lot of reasons. But, yeah, Daisy's, like, dead on. And I already, like, I know this about myself, but it's so hard to stop. But this year, that is my intention. Like, it's not my New Year's resolution. But, you know, I've already thought that this year I need to stop doing that.
For the record, if a dude is not your man or your husband, should you or should you not ever hold days available for him and just hope he's going to call?
No.
Is that a good thing or bad?
Absolutely not.
Derek, we're going to be best friends.
Seriously. No, you shouldn't. I mean, like, why should you? Because it's like, it's almost like you're reserving time in your life on something that's not even, like, remotely confirmed, if that makes sense. And it's like, don't do that. You know, like, why would you do that? You know, it's like, okay, it's almost like, well, I'm going to, like, press pause in my life on someone that maybe or maybe not hit play. Why would you do that?
Now, Derek, how fast do guys peep that? Like, how fast are guys like, oh, my God, I got one who I could just call her whenever, man, and she'll just, like, how fast is that obvious to a dude, and what does the dude think about that? What does that
mean? It's almost like with guys, it's almost like instantaneously. It's like, okay, I can, like, it's almost like, okay, you're just there. You know, I can, like, make other plans. I can do other things or, like, whatever. But I always told Norma she would be there. You know, and that's not the position that you want to be in. That's not the situation you want to be in.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be like, okay, when I make plans, I know this person's going to be here. It's confirmed. We're together. It's going to happen. Not let me just, you know, set aside like the rest of my day hoping that this person will call me or whatever. Does that make sense? Don't put yourself in that situation. You have control, you know, and it's like, put it this way, I don't know how, like, this guy, I mean, I don't know this individual, like, what he is or, like, what you like about him or, like, whatever, but put it this way, if he really wanted to be with you or whatever, you wouldn't have to put shit on hold. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You wouldn't have to put a damn thing on hold. And you need to, like, realize that. Like, why are you wasting your time with an individual that clearly is not as into the relationship as you are?
Yeah.
I mean, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your effort.
Norma, don't be a doormat.
No.
Doormats don't make girlfriends.
Well,
and they,
you know,
definitely
what?
Don't come. Go ahead.
I will say that Norma is very, very sweet, and she has a very good heart. But I think that, and I'm not saying, like, don't help your friends out, but I think that she definitely lets people take advantage of her because she is so nice and she wants everybody to be happy. But at the same time, she does, and we've told her this, myself and another friend, that she needs to look out for her. She's number one in her life, and nobody else is going to look out for her like she will. So she needs
to
stop. Like, it's a problem, Norma. I'm about to
get
freaking
stopping. Ooh, I just got a text from a listener saying, tell Norma that confidence is very attractive.
Ooh, there you go. See, maybe you might get a date out of this thing.
Get a girl.
Derek,
hey,
I have to ask
her pictures
you.
On Twitter, she's really pretty. Go on.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. Norma, what's your tag for Twitter? Hold on, maybe we can do this like a dating game real quick. Who wants to date Norma?
What the hell?
I feel like I'm an option.
We need to hashtag it. Town Norma loves.
Oh Lord. Maybe. I think we definitely. You know what, people. All our listeners, let's definitely do this. If you're interested in Norma De La Cruz, we want you to inbox us at Uncensored Radio. What we're going to do is Toya and I are going to go through those emails and those comments and those tags, and we're going to decipher if you should or should not go on a date with her. And because we're out of bounds, so if you're willing to do the trip, we're willing to go on that date, Toya, myself, and Norma with you, to make sure that you're not a stalker, that you're not going to kill her, anything like that, because, you know, we love each other here. We don't do any of that, so you're not going to go by yourself because we're not going to let that happen. But
when
this is
on the Norma show.
Hey,
it's
Norma,
Norma,
good luck with that. Good luck.
Okay.
I know.
Wait a minute, and... Jamesy, do we have someone on the line for Toya?
We do.
Okay, so you want to let us in on that, Jim?
Yes. Are you ready for your music segment,
Toya?
Let's
do it. Keep it hot. Yeah, go.
Today,
segment, and that was today, which I'm never tired of hearing because it's like totally interesting. But on the line, I have an exceptional artist whose name is Brooklyn J. Go to the people. Is Brooklyn
what
on the phone?
What up?
Brooklyn is an amazing artist. He is a choreographer of stars. He has a video game out. He just performed at the Miss Universe pageant. Performed all over Russia. He's like doing his thing. And he has this hot, hot, hot new single out called Candy Girl that is just
Candy
like straight,
Girl.
Ready to let's talk a little bit about how who you are, Brooklyn, and how Candy Girl came to be. Like, what do we need to know about Brooklyn?
Well, first of all, you said enough. My name is Brooklyn J. I'm a hip hop, one of the new hip hop recording artists out there. I'm doing crazy things right now. I just got out of a photo shoot all day. I'm tired. Waiting for the limousine to pick me up. That photo shoot's for Russian promotion because I'm about to do a tour out there, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, you performed at the Russian Music Awards, right?
I just performed at the Russian Music Awards not too long ago and blew it out the water. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be that big out there, but they don't play.
But let me tell you something. Brooklyn is that dude. Like, to meet him is to love him. Like, you'll know why he has made it as far as he has if you ever meet him. Not to mention, he's freaking gorgeous. It's Brooklyn, last name J-A-I. Like, you'll be like,
J-A-I,
yeah.
Correct.
I got it in the chat room, girl. Don't worry.
Oh, cool. All right. So, Candy Girl, like, how did that happen? I heard it is banging. Like, I play it all the time. That's my get ready to do whatever song. Like,
it's really banging. It's actually about to hit number one in Russia right now. Thank God for that. And then we're about to drop it in the American radio stations. But Candy Girl just basically came from all my favorite girls. Every nationality, they're all beautiful, their shapes, their sizes. So that's how I decided to write the song. I picture my girls, my ladies, how I like them to look like candy. And I love them to taste like candy, too.
I was a black girl in the song, wasn't I?
Aww.
Yeah, you were. You were, T.
Okay, let's play a little bit of Candy Girl so the listeners can get a taste of who.
Oh, you got it?
We got it.
Nice.
Lick, lick, lollipop, can you make that booty drop? You're my candy girl, how many flavors do you really got?
Excuse me, miss, can I get your name? I got a sweet tooth, can you feel my pain?
I'm really
digging
and feeling
your sweet little style.
Hey, shorty, holla at me for a while. I'm the That's right. That joint bangs.
I mean, is it just me? Like, I'm over here just, like, dancing. Like, I just can't even stop myself. Like, I'm trying to, like, make it
down. Oh, my
God.
It knocks in the club. They're starting to play it out here in L.A. in the club. It's crazy.
Yes. That's how you do. So, Brooklyn, how do we find out more about you? Give us a website, Twitter, Facebook.
Man, you can find it. Well, first of all, I'm a choreographer, so you can look me up on www.brooklynjstudio.com if you want to learn some of my hot new moves. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at TheBrooklynJ, and my YouTube is also TheBrooklynJ. I'm everywhere on the internet. You can check me out, hit me up, and let's get some things cracking.
Okay, Brooklyn, before you go, though, this man has a video game out right now. I've seen the trailer. This video game,
the
choreography was made based on his movements. Can you just tell us a little bit about that before you go? I know you're busy.
It was crazy. Well, my good friend Dave Scott, which is one of the best choreographers out in the freaking world. I mean, he does BTK.
Yeah.
He does, I mean, he's got
everybody
under his belt. Everybody. So he called me up, and asked if I wanted to assist with him on this new video game. So we got into the studio. We created the choreography. I had a blast doing it. I think it was about 2 weeks in the studio choreographing to some of the dopest songs, like old school songs like TLC and Chris Brown and The Brat. It's crazy. So we got into the studio, did the choreography, and we went shot it in I think Manhattan Beach. And they avatared me up, and we got down to business. It's crazy.
It's so neat. Like, go
it's
to
fun.
YouTube.
I actually played
what's
it. It's a hip-hop dance experience. I actually played it Christmas with my family, and they were blown away by it. Like, I couldn't even keep up. I was breathing hard like hell.
Brooklyn, but it's you.
It's crazy.
It
is me, and it was so funny to see myself do the choreography, and I knew all the moves, so I cheated, you know, because I helped make it up.
Dang.
So it was fun.
Yeah, and Brooklyn is one of those, like, when he performs, it's very hard for him to even find dancers because it's very difficult to keep up with him. And there,
you
even
always
though he'll
say
have,
that.
Like,
you're
the
like,
best
nope,
dance,
they couldn't keep up with you. Nope.
He'll have the best dancers, but he's still, like, outshining them. Like, he's still just always a step ahead. It's I would never dance. But, you know,
you gotta
I would put
be
my
in
on it. And just do my one little quickster move that you got. He taught me three moves for the club.
You gotta show him this time.
Oh wow.
I'm gonna have to put that down. Well, I know you got like 1,000 other things to do. I know you're like shooting your next video and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, that's
what
I'm
saying. Candy Girl right now. And we can get Candy Girl right now on iTunes, right?
Yes, that's yep. Candy Girl by Brooklyn J featuring Summer. She's a hot new Hawaiian chick on the track. She's banging. It's one of my candy girls.
Yeah. Oh. And also, people, when you follow him, when you hit him up, when you inbox him, when you tweet him, he will literally hit you back. It is not an intern, even though I have
get
three. It is him. He will sit at Starbucks and literally hit you back. So he's that kind
of
guy.
Of course. Got to show that
worth
love.
The support. Thank you so much for coming on, Brooklyn J.
Man, thank you for having me. Anytime, let me know. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you
soon when
your next single drops.
Yeah, for sure. Bye.
I don't know, Norma. I gave you coffee and freaking good music to bounce your little head off.
I was bouncing. You didn't see me.
No, I know. I freaking heard the vibration from down here, girl. He's upstairs. Well, I don't know about you, but we still have Derek here on the line, and I want to take advantage of this. I know our listeners, some of you guys have said, I know some people in the chat room have said they want to call in. I have a couple people on the line that want to talk to Derek. Derek, are you good with giving out some relationship advice to some of our listeners?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay. So on the phone, we're going to have Kia real quick. So, Kia, hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello, Kia.
You have a question for Derek?
I do. I was listening to the young woman that was speaking before, and it was interesting because I heard Toya say that someone said something about confidence, and that's kind of what my question is about. What is the difference as far as what men find attractive? Because I've been told if a woman is too confident and she's not vulnerable, they feel like they can't get in as far as they can't get past a wall. But if a woman is too accessible and too accommodating, it's not attractive. So for me, I struggle. I'm usually one extreme or the other, and I'm trying to find a balance. So you're a man, and I want to know, like, what's better if I have to lean one way or the other?
But you know what, like, kid, like, hearing that question, it doesn't matter. Like, what do you want? Because it sounds like you're basing it off of, like, what you think, like, a man would want. Like, so all of that, like, what you just told me, it is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. What does Kia want?
I want to be respected and adored, but I feel like every time I'm sweet and nice and accommodating, I kind of do become the doormat. But then let's say I'm doing really well with work, and work is keeping me super, super busy, and I'm not that available. There's a sense of confidence that kind of exudes, and then men feel like, oh, you don't make time for me. Oh, you seem so caught up in your job. And I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I am where I am at that moment, but it never seems to, it always seems to be a problem.
I see. Okay. So let me ask you this. Ideally, what would be the ideal situation you would be in right now?
The ideal situation for me right now would be a serious relationship.
I'm sorry?
A very supportive, healthy, a very serious but yet healthy and supportive relationship, a partnership.
So when you say serious, like seriously, like what does that mean?
To me, serious means boyfriend, girlfriend, exclusive. Not necessarily dating, but labels. If it's the right person. But that's
wow.
The ideal situation.
You just threw me for a loop. Like, okay, you want it like boyfriend and girlfriend, but not necessarily labeled.
No, I said I do want labels. I do want labels.
Okay, so you do. Okay, so like,
yes.
Okay. So, like, the individuals that you deal with, you know, and, like, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not. I just got out of a relationship where I felt like I was too sweet and too accommodating, and I was the doormat and too understanding. But it was also because work was really slow for me. But now that the new quarter is here, this is the time of year when we get really busy, and I find that I don't have as much time for guys, but they seem to respect me more because of it. And sometimes I get mad.
That's very interesting. That's a very interesting point that you brought up because, well, let me say this. For you, and this will be my advice for you, it's like it sounds like your foundation is your priority, your thing in life is like your work, your job, whatever.
It is.
And so that's
it
very
is.
Important to you. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It is.
Okay, so you want an individual that can understand that, look, you know, my career is very important to me and this is my priority. I mean, yes. Like, outside of my work and, like, what I'm doing and, like, my career, we can, like, hang out or do whatever, go to the movies or, like, play tic-tac-toe, whatever the hell it is or whatever. Outside of my damn job or whatever, you know, it's cool, but my priority is my job. So you need someone that can understand that this is my priority.
That's true.
Am I right
most
with that?
Most of the guys that I date, yes, most of the guys that I date, they don't seem to really respect, I guess, me working. I feel like they just want me to get married and have kids, and they don't really care about what happens at work or what new clients we have. They're just not
My answer to that is don't fuck with them. I mean, who cares?
I know.
I mean, don't do it. You know, I mean, don't.
Mm-hmm.
And see, really, to me, like, given, like, what you just told me or whatever, you're, like, in control. It's like, okay, if you want to, like, deal with me, I mean, it sounds like your priority is your work. And that's fine. You know, that's absolutely fine. Your priority is your work. And, like, so deal with these individuals. It may be they may not necessarily, like, agree or, like, fit into your plan or whatever, but at the end of the day, you know you're in control. My priority is my work. When I want to deal with an individual, I'll deal with them. And just understand and, like, know that this is what it is, but outside of that, it's my work. Does that make sense?
So, Derek, the failure is in trying to get these people who have already shown you that they're not okay with that. The failure is in trying to get those very people to get on board with what you're doing. Well, what you really need to do is, okay, this is who I am. This is who he is. They don't equal. I got to roll.
Absolutely.
Correct?
That's your foundation. Your foundation is this is what I am. This is what I'm about. And you pick and choose. You have the control and the power to say, hey, this is what I want to do. Absolutely, Toya.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I agree. The best answer to that was don't fuck with them. I love that. I'm going to use it, and I'm going to say Yeah, no, I'm going to say relationship expert Derek said don't fuck with them.
Yeah,
just
and
don't.
Derek, you sound like you might be drinking a beer. Am I correct? Like, that's your beer talk. Is that what's happening?
I'm on my third.
Oh.
Actually, I was drinking before I came here, but yeah, I'm on my third.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Allison. Allison has a question for Derek. Now, Allison, are you there, my love? Hello?
Yes, I am here. I find myself not being as close, letting guys in as much as I should be.
I'm sorry, Allison. Like, say that again.
When I am in relationships, it's harder for me to let guys in. I'm the type where I can't allow people in as much as I would like.
Okay. So, Allison, let me ask you this. So, when you say you can't allow people in, what does that mean?
How can I put it? I definitely, it's hard for me to trust or gain the person's trust since I actually, a year ago, had a altercation with someone where I was potentially, I was assaulted, so.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking horrible. That's
altercation
fucking horrible. So,
a boyfriend or altercation with?
This was someone that I thought was supposed to be boyfriend material. So,
oh wow,
it was sadly mistaken.
Yes.
Okay.
Never so, boyfriend material.
So, Allison,
yeah.
let me ask you this. So. Like, what are you looking for? Like, what do you want?
I'm the type where I try to look for balance. I'm very serious, I'm such a serious person. I need someone to actually have personality since I'm so status quo.
Allison, let me interrupt you for a second because he asked, what did you want? And all you're doing, your answer is, what am I? What do you want?
Okay. I want someone who is, I would like someone who has a personality, good sense of humor, the balance between letting me be and not trying, and actually.
So you want a relationship with that person or you just want a date?
Yeah.
Those kind of people.
I would like to have relationship and wanting to settle down. And I'm only 22, and I'm very, very mature.
Oh, why do you want that?
Wow. You know what, Allison? It sounds to me, and this is just me, and correct me if I'm wrong. You sound like an individual. You sound like, to me, based upon what you just told me, like I'm all in. You sound like a very caring person. It's almost like if you found that right person, you're all in, I'm done, I'm not looking, this is it. You know, I'm all in.
Yeah, that's how I am, to a T.
Right.
I put 110% into
the
relationship
as
a whole.
Okay. I understand that. And so, in a situation like that, Allison, my recommendation to you is, it sounds like, I don't know, well, let me ask you this, like, do you, like, go out, do you, like, and I understand you were just in a horrible relationship, it sounds like, or whatever, but are you in a situation where you're like, okay, I just want to go out and, like, meet people and things of that nature?
Yes, I'm very, yes.
Okay. So, now, with that, and it's very important. Okay, so now that you're out there, you, like, want to meet people. Allison, you got to, like, you have to realize that, and I've said this before, and I don't know if you've been listening. When you deal with people, you're taking a risk. okay? Because everyone is not on the same page as Allison. And sure. being that, being you say you were 22, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me say this. Me being a man, when I was 22, I was horrible. I would be like the absolute antithesis of what you were looking for in like
mm-hmm.
a spouse or like a mate or a friend or like whatever, because you know,
but
I'm 22, my pants are going crazy. I mean, what's that?
Aren't most men like that at 22? Just
all of them are. We all are. Our pants are going crazy. I'm telling you, they are. And so, with that being said, Allison, my recommendation for you is, when you get out there, like when you're dating, don't have such a high expectation up front. And like this is like a really gray area or whatever, because it sounds like you're in a position in your life, even though you're young, you're in a position in your life where you're like, I'm all in, this is what I want to do, but you haven't found that person. And like typically, and I can't say this for everyone, I mean, I'm not saying this, you know, all men are like at that age or like whatever, but I would say this, it's difficult to find a guy at that age that is at the level that you are, okay? And so when you deal with people and when you interact with people, you have to have in your mind, everyone is not on the same page that I'm on. And so I would say just be cautious, just be careful. Don't like just, don't push it all in, you know, right at the beginning, but really evaluate, like, is this guy giving me what I want? Is he giving me what I need? And if it's not, then just walk away, if that makes any sense.
Well, yeah. No, Allison, Derek, I think
I just wanted to thank Allison, and I wanted to thank Kia for calling, but I just also wanted to point out that Derek, is it just me, or has anyone else noticed, his advice is typically always the same. It's what do you want, because that is your foundation and that's really all you can control. So mm-hmm. that said, I think if we start from there, we probably would avoid a lot of problems.
Absolutely.
Or most women start the reverse. Well, what does he want? They know what they want, but they're not being out front with it. They're not being realistic about it, and they're certainly not mm-hmm. owning it. And then they don't want to make the decision when they know for a fact dude isn't giving them what they want. They just remain quiet and suffer. He's saying, cut that out. Know what you want. Stand by it. Stand behind it. And if you're not getting it from that dude, snip, snip.
Yep. And with that being said, you guys,
we only have
2 minutes left. And I want to thank Derek for coming out on here and helping us out. And hopefully we can have you back maybe during Valentine's season. What do you say, Derek? You want to come back?
I would love it. I really enjoyed this. This is like really fun. I would love to come back. If you would have me, I would love to come back.
Yay! Absolutely. By then, maybe we'll have Norm with a guy set up because we're going to go through our email, and I better have offers for Norma.
Call me later.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me that number.
We'll get you hooked up, girl. We'll get you hooked up.
I'll walk you through.
Yeah, see, you know, you got somebody walking you through it.
If I go
walk
on a date,
through. We'll
can
be
I
okay.
have an earpiece and put him on the receiver?
I mean, we'll probably do it. We'll go on a date because you know Karen's going to want to come too, and Katrina's going to want to come. So we're going to have the whole UCR staff there. On Norma's date, making sure that, you know, she's with an okay guy. Well, again, thank you guys for coming on tonight. We have 50 seconds, so I just want to thank Derek again. Thank you, Toya. Thank you, Norma. Thank you, James. Thank you to our callers for calling in. And you guys, you know where to find us every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. See ya! Bang, 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 bang.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
UCR.
Are you ready for this one?
We're saying what we want. Give it to you, not stop. Any place, any time. Not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna know. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncensored Radio, your guiltiest pleasure. You know, we can't keep our mouths quiet. We've got to come on every night and just bug you and drive you insane. Make you laugh, of course. We've got a great cast on tonight. Myself, Karen Ashley. We've got Katrina Johnson in the house. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello.
Awesome.
Fabuloso. I like that. That's good. And we've got James playing the part of Jeffrey Emmett tonight. Jamesy, the intern of all interns, how are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling really good today. I have a little bit of a toothache. Kind of sucks.
Yeah? Why is it
my wisdom teeth are
coming
in.
Oh, damn it. You got to go hit a dentist, like, right away. You've got to go.
I know.
Since you're filling in for Mama, you should probably be talking about how you need some pills in your life.
I do.
I need
a glass of wine, please.
Exactly. On the rocks, except for place the rocks with pills.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Vicodin and volume would be nice.
I know. Have one floating in the glass of wine. That's how Mama would do it.
Uh-huh.
He takes his Vicodin straight to the head. Anyway, he can pop a pill. I know, right? I think he'd be faking some of those back injuries just an excuse to take a Vicodin.
Right? There ain't nothing wrong with that. Every now and then it's cool.
I know, because every time I see Jeff, he sure is light on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no back issues.
Right?
So he's MIA today, but Mr. James was nice enough to fill in for him, and we're very happy to have you, James, because you are one of our nearest and dearest. We absolutely love having you around. And Miss Katrina Johnson, thank you. Oh, well, hey, we do. That's true. We absolutely love having you around. Miss Katrina Johnson, you said you were fabuloso. I mean, what is the cause of the fabulosity today? Not that you're not fabulous every day, but, you know, I always like to get all in your business.
Well, I started getting ads on my phone for Black Friday, and I got one from Saks Fifth Avenue.
Ooh!
Yeah,
nice.
I didn't even know that they did anything like that, but they do.
Oh, time's a tough, girl.
You know what? I just made my day. That was all I needed.
I know. Yeah, because I never thought Saks or Neiman's or any of those people even participate. Like, I think Black Friday, I think Target, Kmart,
Walmart, a $2 DVD player, and a $150 Blu-ray player. That's what I think of Black Friday. But oh, no. There's a cashmere sale. There's a that outerwear. I'm just saying, I'm excited.
Yeah. That's anytime you can get a deal at like Saks or Neiman's, it's like you've got to go for it because it's usually something so expensive. And when they mark it down, they actually really mark it down. So
yeah,
you got to do it. So I know that made you all warm and fuzzy inside, I'm sure.
All on the inside and on the outside. It's just that good.
What is your favorite thing to buy, Katrina? Because you are officially the shopper of the shoppers. I like shoes is the best thing.
Yes. I already told Santa I need the new black Louboutin daffodils. The kind that where you're like walking on stilts and they're black and they're phenomenal.
Nice.
Well, Santa better bring it. I think.
Yeah. So they're 160 centimeters according to the website. And I tried them on. They're amazing. I'm a size 5.5 if any of you are so inclined. Thanks, Stacey. love you. And, let's make it happen. I'll call you Santa and sit on your lap as I wear them.
You may want to watch it because we've got some like creepy listeners, and they would love
That's
to
okay.
have you sit on their
listeners,
lap.
Listeners, I'm a size 5.5 in the daffodil black Christian Louboutin. I'll sit on your lap and call you Santa.
I want to see how many people line up to get her those shoes. You might have like 8 pairs. Look at
that. That's fine. I'll take them in every color. They came out in white. I'll take any of them as long as they're 5.5, and they're the daffodil kind, which means the ginormous heel, like 7 inches.
Now, how do you run around Vegas in a 7-inch heel? Is what I need to know.
Well, I am addicted to them. I walk in them just fine when I'm sober. And when I'm not, I have a little extra. Yeah, I know. When I'm not sober, I have a little extra swag. I sway the hips a little more. I don't stumble, but I sway the hips a little more. I like them because if you take my little 115-pound body and I'm 5 feet tall, it looks okay. If you make me 5'7", it looks like, bam, supermodelish.
Right. Okay, okay. Yeah, no, a heel, like, elongates you. It's your best friend. Women, if you ever feel down, put on a pair of heels, and trust me, it will transform your outfit. It is what it is. I swear by it. Katrina swears by it. She's absolutely right. It makes you just, I don't know, you're like a different person. What, James, is there anything that a guy can do that they can put on and it makes them feel like a different person? Like, we love heels. We love, you know, eyelashes. Like, there are certain things that we do that make us feel great.
Yeah. I would say, for me, like, it's a pair of really nice jeans that can just make or break my mood, I guess.
That
it
can make your ass up, stand out.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes, you know, accentuate the features, you know?
Right.
And that's my obsession. I love jeans, and I love going to the store and trying on jeans and trying to find the right jeans that just make me feel confident, I guess, because it helps, like I said, helps accentuate my features. So it's off my butt and my legs.
Hey,
and just, that and like, but I've just started getting into fashion myself, and I'm becoming very addicted to it. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, that works. I mean, you feel like your butt is what you like to show? Is that your best feature, James?
Well, either that or my lips. I can't really do anything to accentuate my lips anymore unless I stick them out more. So.
Right. That's the nickname, James Lips. That's what we call him. We call him Lips on the show. I knew there was a reason why all of a sudden everybody started calling you Lips. Did we make that up or did you make that up?
Y'all made it up.
I think me and Jeffrey made that up.
Okay, I was going to say, Katrina Johnson is like the official, like, nickname giver. And so I didn't know if she'd made it up. That's funny. So, James, you texted me and earlier today and were like, tonight on the show, I have to, you know, I want to ask you and Katrina some advice. So tell us, give us a little backstory on this advice that you need.
Okay, well, in my workplace, there is a girl that I'm friends with who is currently in the process of trying to hook me up with another guy that we work with.
I
do too, but I'm a little conflicted because I don't necessarily know about the whole dating in the workplace because it feels like there's... Well, one, I don't like really being hooked up because it feels like there's too much of an expectation to make it work. But then I don't really know about dating somebody that I work with because I have a feeling everyone's going to know our business.
Mm-hmm.
And if we break up, like if it doesn't end up working out, everyone's going to know about it. So I guess the advice that I'm looking for on this is, what would you do in a situation? Would you go for
I got to jump in here. First of all, do you understand that you're on a radio show right now?
Yes.
So that means, sweet cheeks, that everybody already knows your business.
True.
First and foremost.
I got that.
You got a point.
And second of all,
has made yet a valid point.
I'm saying, second of all, I would encourage you to date in the workplace because at least you know that fool has a job.
Right.
Oh, man.
man, that's one way of looking at it.
Right. But then I also worry about it being awkward, too. You know, then I also worry about it being awkward. Like, what if we do date and then we break up?
Well, you have nothing to worry about on your end because you're fabulous, clearly. That would be something that he'd have to worry.
True. Now, this is my thought. I have always said that it's a horrible idea to date someone in your workplace. Only because this is what I always look at. I would go, okay, I'm going to work with you, and then now my extracurricular activities is with you as well. Like, for me, that's a little too much time with anybody. Like, I don't want to be with you all day and then be with you all night. And it always scares me to think, because you know how breakups can be very messy. You don't ever aim for them to be that way. But I would say, you know, there's always some sort of casualty, whether it be, you know, if it doesn't work out, they get their heart broken or you get your heart broken. I just could not imagine having to go to work, the place that I need to make money. I obviously need money, so I have to go to work each day, and then have to look at your face and you broke my heart or you pissed me off to no end. Or look at you, and you're looking at me like, why did you leave me? Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, if anything, like, work is the one safe place you've got that you can get to. And, like, you know, because usually people don't come up to your job. Like, they shouldn't. It's might if it's a more of a social kind of place. But most of the time people won't because it's just unprofessional or it's just not a place that you do that. So that is the one safe place that you could kind of get away from someone. So my thought has always been to say no. But I will say this. I've had friends who've gotten involved with people at work, and then they've had long-lasting relationships. So, I don't know.
How closely do you guys work together? Are you, like, partners on assignments? Are you in a different department? Are you on the same floor? How closely do you work together?
We're in the same project. So we're in the same project, on the same floor, different segments of the project. So we're not, like, constantly together. But we do work together, and our schedules are pretty well the same. But there's also other people at my job that are together. Like, there's two of the managers are dating, and they've been together for quite a while. And then there's another manager who's engaged to a training coordinator. So it's like there's relationships all throughout the office.
They allow it.
Okay.
That's
surprising. It's all frowned upon. That's fine.
Yeah.
I have to tell you guys a personal story where I dated someone that I worked with for 2.5 years.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Wow.
And he proposed.
Oh, wow.
How did you feel about that?
Well, I ran like hell, but we'll get to that later.
Give us the pre-story. Lead us up to that. I can't wait to hear the ran like hell part.
Okay, when I was a flight attendant on a private jet, I was flying Elizabeth Taylor and Kathy Ireland.
Wow.
He originally started out, he was in the Israeli Special Forces, so he started out doing security for Elizabeth Taylor. Then he started out, got his degree, got another degree, and then started working for Kathy Ireland because it's the same company, and then started doing her marketing. Then he became the president of Elizabeth Taylor's jewelry line. Well, we were all in Germany at the ambassador's house, and we started flirting back and forth with this banter, and it was so exciting. He was foreign, and we were in a foreign country, and we were in the dignitary's house. It was amazing. It was like a ball. Everybody was all dressed up, all fancy. And then here
it
I am.
It sounds like
this, and here
it
I am with
like
this exotic.
You could for him.
Right. I am with this exotic, you know, interesting, smart person who gets all my jokes and gives it right back to me. So,
love it.
You know, it was intoxicating, to say the least. And we did work together, and we were on the same plane. I was the flight attendant. He was there as one of the executives, and we were working together. And we had to keep it a secret, which was so exciting. It was amazing. So we hung out in Germany. We went to dinner. We went out clubbing. We went everywhere. And then after that, we went to London. We snuck out. We saw a show together. And then we went to New York City, and we were both, you know, staying in the same hotel because we were same company. We were staying at the Mandarin Oriental in Manhattan, which is my favorite hotel in the whole wide world. And we snuck out and had tea. Mm-hmm. So it was super exciting. We're gallivanting all over the world. It's exotic. It's amazing. It's romantic. It's like something in a fairy tale. And it was super duper exciting because we had to pretend like we didn't really know each other. We had to keep it a secret.
Right.
And that made it even more exciting.
Like
and
that forbidden fruit.
Yeah, I was thinking that my little fairy tale was going to end once we got back home because, you know, I just figured it was too good to be true. But we ended up dating for 2.5 years, and it was awesome. Eventually, you know, we told the company, I think, after 6 months. Because the way this company worked, it was very small. Everybody was really tight, and so they figured it out. But it ended up being fine. They gave us the blessing, and we ended up getting to go to a trip to Hawaii together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had our own private beach and our own little romantic getaway, compliments of the company. So that was cool.
Right. Well, this is what it sounds like to me. It sounds like that whole situation, you couldn't help but fall in love because everything was so freaking romantic.
It was incredible. I had no choice.
Right. So it's almost one of those situations. And what I wonder is, what was it like, you know, once it started getting so serious and you said, you know, he obviously asked you to marry him, and you obviously weren't at the point of wanting to marry someone because you ran for the hills. Like, what was that like?
Oh, I wasn't good.
No.
Well, that was like World War III because he was in the Israeli army and he was a spy. I think so. He never actually said that, but I mean, you could kind of tell. And you know, after 2 years of being with someone, they know a whole lot of stuff about certain stuff that they shouldn't know about. You're like, interesting.
Mm.
Well.
Right.
Don't ever break up with a spy.
Gotcha.
It's not good.
I will make note of that if I ever do.
Yeah.
Second of all, never break up with a spy.
Because if they're never going to get convicted of stalking because you'll never be able to prove a thing. They're kind of professional.
Right.
Well, I'll say the breakup was beyond uncomfortable because, you know, when you're heartbroken, you go a little crazy, you do some things that maybe you normally wouldn't do, like call our boss and ask our boss to run interference. Like call my father and ask my father to make me take you back. Like that's weird and inappropriate and uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get involved in little intimate details that, you know, certain people should absolutely not know about, like my boss. He says to me, "Kat, come on. He said you just dumped him over a text message and wouldn't even talk to him." I said, "That's ridiculous." I told him we're breaking up. He comes back to me with a 3-carat princess cut diamond ring with 2 carats on each side. My dream ring, pink diamond princess cut. I was like,
eight
are you kidding me?
8 carats total, right? I did the math.
No, 7.
7, okay. You said 3. Okay, 3 in the middle. I'm sorry.
And it was incredible. It was gorgeous. It was my dream ring. And I said, no. I said, we're breaking up. I didn't say, you know, let's get married and stay together forever. I said the opposite. But he wanted to move back to his home country, and I wasn't going to hold him back. And he thought that if he stayed and married me, that then that would steal the deal and I wouldn't be worried about holding him back or him wanting to go, but that wasn't it. So our boss gets involved and hears the whole story. And I said, no, of course I didn't break up with him over a text message after 2 years. I sat him down and spoke with him and explained everything quite a few times. And I broke it down. You want to move back to Israel? Go ahead. I'm never, ever going to hold somebody back from their dreams. You know? And that was it. That really.
Right.
He was a great guy. I loved him. We're still friends. We're still cool. If he comes to the U.S., says hi. You know, if we're in the same state, we'll have coffee. But, you know, if not, then not.
Right. Now, this is my thing, James. I wonder, are you at all attracted to this person? Because you obviously know who he is. You work there.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Very attracted to him. Like, there's so many parts of me that are saying do it because, you know, you never know. It could be really great sex. But then there's part of me that's like, don't do it because you don't want to open up that can of worms.
Right.
So, like, that's where I'm conflicted because, like, we're all going out on Saturday night. Like, me and a group of people are going out Saturday night to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going, and it's kind of been told that we're going to be put together.
Uh-huh.
Saturday night.
Uh-huh. Now, have you figured out how he feels? Because this is a hookup, right? Your friend's trying to hook you up with him?
Yeah, and from what I understand, he is kind of interested in me, so.
Okay, good. So it's a mutual interest. Yeah,
well,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I say go for it. Just make sure you lay out the parameters and expectations ahead of time. You have to have an agreement that you keep it classy.
Right.
Like in our situation.
It needs to almost be like, it almost worked to Katrina's advantage that it was kind of a secret because it was just all theirs and nobody else was getting involved, you know?
And it was so exciting.
Right. But then at the same time, it's a hookup. And like, I just feel that there's a really high expectation for it to work
out.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stress. Uh-huh.
And that's what I don't like about it. Because I've done that before where, like, the last relationship I was in was based on he was a friend of a friend who told him everything about me, but I had no information about him whatsoever. And we meet, and, you know, the first meeting was kind of awkward because we really didn't say much to each other. But when that wall came down and we started talking, like, you know, he was a really nice guy, or I thought he was. And it was, I mean, we started dating and we dated for a couple of, for a little bit. And I felt like I was putting too much work into making it work for the sake of my friends because, you know, they were trying to do good by me by trying to fix me up so I would, you know, quote unquote, be happy. But then it just turned into the wrong thing. Like, he turned into an asshole. He told me that I didn't have a nice body and that anything that I wanted. Like,
Right.
And we were talking in just random conversation. I said, well, I would like to be a model, you know, or, you know, do something like that. And he was like, no, you don't have the body for it.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't
And then he tried to cover it up.
Yeah, and then he tried to cover it up by saying, well, I don't want anyone else looking at your body but me.
And that's probably the truth, but, I mean, that's just rude.
Right, but then he starts, like, picking, like, the clothes that I wear and the people that I talk to at work and the people that I hang out with, and I'm just like, dude, this is so not how a relationship's supposed to work. I have not said shit to you about the way you dress, who you hang out with. You still talk to your ex-boyfriends. I'm fine with that. But you're trying to tell me who I can and can't be friends with and what I can't. No, this is done. Goodbye.
Sounds like you dodged a bullet, this controlling freak.
I did.
Exactly.
And then, then it's like when I broke up with him, like broke it off, he was heartbroken about it. Like seriously crying on the phone with me. And for days afterward. Like,
Most people don't know why you broke up with me. Right. Most people who are their own worst enemies, they do that anyway. And they're like, they do that kind of stuff. And then they end up being the biggest, loudest, crying, obnoxious person once it's all over. And they always go, I don't know where we went wrong. And I'm always like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, you were vindictive. You were controlling. You're a lunatic.
Get over yourself, because I am.
Right. Because before that, you were an asshole, and now you're being a big baby. I'm not going to take you back. You're two completely different, two different people. Like,
You should just tell him your bipolar roller coaster is giving me vertigo.
Right.
That's a good one. Write that down. We must, like, put that somewhere.
Put that in the dictionary. Bipolar roller coaster. But it was true. I mean, like,
Vertigo.
Yeah,
you know what?
It's
he
true.
Might
I mean,
be
like,
too dumb to know what Vertigo is. You got
in his defense,
to get that one.
But in his defense, the sex was really good. So, like, I got something good out of it. But, despite...
Listen,
like,
usually the crazy people who have good sex.
Crazy is good in bed. It's a fact.
I know.
Trust
it's
me.
Fun.
It's
fun. I mean,
not
it was good, but... I don't want to be in a relationship like that again. And that's why, like, with the whole being a hookup, like, that's where I'm very apprehensive about it. Because they know him better than I do. You know, these are people that have worked with him for years as opposed to me only working with him for just a few months. So it's like they know him a lot better than I do.
Right.
I mean, I'm nervous about it, but at the same time, I'm not.
I hook up people all the time, and Katrina can say that. I mean, I've hooked up quite a number of people. And what I do is I introduce them, and then I get out of it. Like, I might ask you how's it going. You know, you might call me and tell me what's, you know, oh, my gosh, we went out, whatever. But it's not ever like, you kind of got to just look at it as meeting a new person, making a new friend. And it's always the rule of thumb, you know, if you just take your time with something, you know, it's always to your benefit. Because if they're kind of the asshole type, an asshole can't hide his stripes. Like, an asshole is going to be an asshole in 2.2 seconds. But you got to give them that 2.2 seconds to show you.
An asshole is going to be an asshole and break up with you over a text message.
Right. you need to, like my advice to you with that, especially with it being so close to your workplace and you seem to like this new job, that you need to take your time with it. And I mean, even more because if you just jump head first and it's like, woo, 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 then when all the dust settles and he's an asshole, you still have to work with this asshole. When you could have just been his friend and figured out he was an asshole, it never got too deep. And so you're like, oh, let's just keep it at a friend thing. So he ain't really, like, going to turn crazy psycho because he never got, you know, far enough to get emotionally attached.
Right. And
you
don't need an asshole telling the entire company that he has seen your asshole.
Exactly.
Right.
See, that's
what I'm afraid of.
They know him so well. Like, they're friends with him. You're kind of the new one.
Right.
You don't want that turned on you.
Well, that's why
I
say
I've had that happen
so, like,
before.
Like Karen said, but also set the parameters, you know, have an agreement.
Yeah.
Right.
And just say, listen, let's keep this between us for a while. Take it slow, see what happens. And then once that happens, have further agreements such as we're not going to give coworkers any intimate details. We're not going to, you know, divulge private things. We're not going to tell secrets. You know, and then if it's a little bit secret, it even makes your bond stronger because it's something that you can share that nobody else knows.
Right.
Right. I agree.
I've been in that, but I've also been in that situation where I was just talking to somebody and all we were doing was just talking and being friends. And he went around and told everybody that we had done other things and that I had done this for him and that for him. And pretty much started spreading a lot of rumors about me.
Wow.
In a previous job, and it just got to a point where I couldn't really even show my face because I was embarrassed by some of the stuff that was said, even though none of it was true. But nobody would believe a word
he
that
was
I said
to claim
because
you.
They knew him more.
He wanted a piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's there's so many other ways you can go by trying to get a piece of me. Like, really. Lying about me is not one of them.
right. I never understood the liar. Like, how are you going to lie on someone and then, like, I don't understand a person who lies because it's almost one of those things where you always get caught. Like, like it's a
and then look you in the face and tell you, oh, I didn't say that. Right, and then look you in the face and say, oh, I didn't say that. I don't know where they heard that. And I'm just like, fuck, I saw the text message.
Oh,
I know it came from you.
Good old text. You know, text messages gotten so many people in trouble. Like, text messages and Facebook have been so many
super
people's
busted.
Demise. Yeah, like people will post
Facebook.
Something. all the time. Like, husbands get busted talking to chicks on Facebook all the time. Same thing, women talking to men all the time. And I go, it's social media. Like, it's not private. Like, anybody can see it.
I got busted 5 years ago with this Israeli, that spy that I was telling you about. And he hacked into my email account.
Spy. Oh, he did?
He hacked into my email account and found, like, this was before Facebook and everything was huge.
Right.
He hacked into my account and found, like, any old email I'd had in the last 10 years and started accusing me of stuff. And I'm like, listen, check out the dates, first of all. And second of all, he went in my Yahoo pictures, because I guess it saved any picture that you've ever received on an email. I was like,
oh, damn.
I have received those pictures from my girlfriends of their hot guys that they met on vacation. Like, those aren't even my pictures. So,
was it like,
oh, you're wrong, homie? It was some good stuff, yeah.
I know. How do you explain the penis? I mean, but it's not my penis. It's not anybody I know.
Somebody sent that to me. It's downloaded because somebody sent that to me. That somebody wasn't the owner of the penis. It was the operator of the penis.
Right.
Mad at me.
Nice.
Oh,
boy.
That's right. Because it's like, it came from my friend. Why would it come from her if it were mine, you know, like,
right.
It's just so bad. Well, weren't you scared, though, Katrina, to date a spy? Like, I mean, he's probably just, his nature is to snoop. Like, he was all in your business.
Oh, he was so all in my business. But I was gone a lot. But here's what's crazy. When I was a flight attendant, I would be gone, like, say I went to Hawaii. I was in Hawaii for a month. I changed hotels. 3 different times. One time, I passed out, went to sleep, and I didn't feel good. So the last conversation I had with him was, I think I have food poisoning. I'm throwing up. I don't really feel good. Well, after that, I passed out. My phone was off. He didn't know what hotel I was at. I didn't check in. I basically disappeared off the grid. This mofo tracked me down. There are thousands of hotels in Honolulu. He called every single one until he found me. And he convinced security to break into my room, wake me up, told them I was, like, deathly ill and that they had to break in my room to find me. And they did.
Oh, my God. Did you, like, at this point say goodbye? Because that is insanity. No,
I didn't, because when I finally called him, I was like, what the fuck are you doing, you psycho? She's like, babe, you told me you were violently ill. I was worried about you. Your phone was off. I didn't know where you were. And it sounded like it was legitimate worry. So I'm like, I guess when you put it that way, it's okay.
That's still crazy.
But don't be psycho.
Like a heart attack.
It was crazy in how did you find me? Like, really? You called, 3,000 hotels, or did you do something else? Like, how on earth did you, one, track me down, and two, convince security to break into my room?
Wow.
Well, he's a spy. Wow. So that one night you all were together and you fell asleep on the couch, he put a tracking device in you somewhere.
He seriously microchipped my ass.
You might still be microchipped. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
He might still be following you and you don't even know.
Probably.
That is crazy.
What's Katrina doing today?
Oh, where is she? Okay, she's over there.
Oh, she's at the gym right now? Okay, that's fine.
No, right. You're in, like, San Tropez. He might show up.
Serious. Well, when I checked in another country, when I checked in Hong Kong, he was like, hey, I'll be there in 4 days. I was like, relax, pump the brakes.
Wow. So he's still trying to, like, win you over, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. He would get married in a heartbeat.
Wow. So this is my question. Someone who's that kind of possessive or kind of controlling, is that attractive or is that like creepy? Because some people like it when a man is all up in their business.
Yeah, I would say the people that are codependent, that are maybe of a weaker stature, like that. It says, oh, he cares about me. Like, needy people would love that. I am not needy. I freaking hate it. Get out of my business. Get out of my life.
Hey,
know your role.
Sister.
Get a clue. Yeah. Now, I didn't break up with him over the finding me in Hawaii thing because he did sound legitimately worried. And I did think that I scared him because I said I'm violently ill, I'm going to die. And then I hung up and my phone died and I was MIA for hours. That I get. 8 hours. I get, but you also have to get that I had been up for 48 hours flying all over the world and I'm just tired.
Right.
And
right.
tired and sick and my phone died and that happens when you're traveling, you know. But
right.
he did sound worried and I'm not saying that it wasn't a little crazy, but I don't think the intention in that one was bad. And it's hard
right,
when,
right.
you know, your loved one is gone in other countries all the time and you don't really have any control over it. And then you find
right.
out they're sick. I get that he would be worried. I get that. I hadn't been
right.
home in, like, weeks. I get that. But other
right.
stuff was just creepy and crazy and too much, like calling my dad, calling my boss. Like, that crossed the line. That was not okay. But I already,
yeah.
right.
you know... I'd already ended it at that point. So the crazy behavior came after I ended it. So that's, you know,
right, right.
almost to be expected. For some reason, that always happens with me.
Right. Well, I heard of, you know, it's funny because it's almost like the conversation has shifted from you dating someone in a, you know, at the workplace to almost like the breakup, like where you get into mm-hmm. these breakups and people like literally turn into lunatics. Like, it's you could have someone who is so perfect and so sane and so loving, and the minute their heart gets broken, they become a different person. And I've always
yeah.
said there's always that thin line
oh,
between
happens.
Love and hate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I read a story a few weeks ago, well, about a week or so ago, about this one. She's a WNBA basketball player. And she was dating another WNBA basketball player. And I'm not into the WNBA. I'll watch an NBA game, but not really the women's game. I'm not really into it.
I like
women
in person.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, this woman, she's like one of the stars of the league. Like, she's one of the hugest, well-known WNBA players. Well, she dated this really, like, she's on TMZ. She dated this really pretty girl who was also a basketball mm-hmm. player. And they dated for, like, 4 years. And they broke up last year, like, a year ago. And supposedly the pretty girl who broke up with her basically went to the gym. She went to get, you know, she works out because she still plays professionally. And when she was leaving the gym, she saw her ex-girlfriend. And she immediately, I guess the girlfriend had been trying to get back with her, had been getting upset with her. But it's been a year. And she calls a friend, a mutual friend, and says, hey, she's following me. Can you meet me? And so, of course, the friend is like, absolutely, I'll meet you. Let's meet here. So the friend meets her, like, let's say they meet at a gas station or something. I don't know. So they meet. This crazy girl gets out of her car with a baseball bat. Now, mind you, she's like a celebrity. She's, you know, she's a professional basketball player. People know her. She's a well-known female player with a baseball bat and starts beating this girl's Range Rover. Now breaks the glass in her Range Rover, the car. She's like killing the Range Rover, right? And the girl's inside freaking out. She sticks her head in the window, has a gun. Now pulls out a gun, puts the gun in the car and fires a shot. She doesn't fire the shot at the girl, but she fires a shot inside the car. So now this dumb bitch, like, she leaves because they're calling, everybody's calling the police. Like, oh my God, she's trying to kill her. So they call the police. So this girl, this happened like a week ago or whatever, she turns herself in. So now this girl, like, her career's probably over. Like, she's got two aggravated assault charges and, you know, she's got a charge for firing this gun and having a weapon,
which is
like a felony.
That's not attempted murder.
They didn't say attempted murder. I guess, you know, somehow they were like, she wasn't trying to kill her, she just shot the gun. But I think if you shoot a gun and I'm inside of the car that you shot the gun in, that's attempted murder. So it may change. It may change to attempted murder. But it's like crazy. Like, where do you go from being perfectly sane to then just being crazy? Because somebody broke up with you. Like, what happened? What?
Don't forget to mention someone that broke up with you at the workplace.
Right, because they both worked in the same industry.
Yeah.
So they might be on the court together. Like, they might have to play against each other one day. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear that there are crazy bitches out there, but, I mean, this one takes the cake. That is crazy.
But if you avoided everyone who could possibly be crazy, you would never date anybody, ever.
Thank you, because everyone seems to think my people are always crazy, and I think that when you put it on them so good, they have no choice but to lose their mind.
They lose their freaking mind, Katrina Johnson. They lose their mind. Well, even like this whole, like, I don't know if you guys heard, like, last week or whatever, you know, Justin Bieber and, you know, Selena Gomez, they break up. Oh, and I was like, who really thought these 20-year-olds were going to stay together? Like, they've got so much life to live.
I mean,
like,
I know.
Who cares?
14-year-old.
Right. Well, then they said, like, Selena had blocked him out of her phone, and she has a whole team of people just to keep him away from her. And I'm like, Justin Bieber? Like, he's like the teen poster child of almost corny. Like, if he just wasn't so rich, I think we'd all think he was corny.
Right. Well, from what I heard, that the reason they broke up was because he proposed, and she wasn't ready for that. Like, she wasn't ready to get married.
That's not what I heard. I heard it's because he was at the end of the Victoria's Secret Angel.
Oh, yeah. I heard he was a cheater. Like, his eyes are a little too wondery for her. Well, you know, there's also reports now that they're pretty much sneaking back together. Like, they've met and they've been spending the night together. So I'm like, they're 20. Like, aren't 20-year-olds supposed to break up and get back together, break up? Like, you're together one afternoon, and then the next afternoon you're not, and then you're back together by that night. I mean, it's just what it is.
Because exactly like you said, because you're 20.
Right. But I thought it was so hilarious that she supposedly had hired a whole team of people to keep him away from her. And I was like,
you know what? It was probably just a team of people she already had around, and she just probably said, listen, don't let me take his call. Don't let me look at him on the internet. Don't let me Google him. Try and make me forget.
Right.
Don't let me play his stupid, cheesy-ass album.
He's no good for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If I were him, I thought he would have had 10 or 12 girlfriends by now. Because, you know, that's what you do when you're young and you're famous and you're wealthier than God knows what.
Don't near the beast.
I wish I had half of his fortune. Like, seriously?
I love
half of his money.
I know. But I always thought she'd outgrow him. Like, you know how remember when Sierra used to date Little Bow Wow? And Little Bow Wow just stayed, like, he just stayed Little Bow Wow. And then Sierra was, like, this luscious goddess all of a sudden. Like, she wasn't a little girl anymore. She was just, like, super sexy. And I was like, what is she doing with Little Bow Wow? The same thing with Selena Gomez. I feel like at some point she's going to turn into this beautiful, amazingly gorgeous woman, and he'll still be little Justin Bieber because he's just not going to grow up as fast as she
did. But for now, he's still the head of the game. He's still the man right now.
Right. No, I'm not taking it away from him, but I think, like, eventually she'll grow out of...
Oh, I think eventually, for sure. But who's she going to go to right now? He is the one. He is the number one,
True.
It's like, where was Britney going to go from Justin Timberlake? Nowhere but down.
Right. She went way down. But look at her. She turned into a crazy bitch when she broke up with Kevin Federline.
No, she didn't turn into a crazy bitch. She was already a crazy bitch. It was just sheltered from the public.
Right. Because didn't she, like, she was swinging that, that
umbrella. She attacked a paparazzi's car with an umbrella.
And a shaved head.
Right. Like, it was, I don't want to say it was hilarious because she was obviously having a mental breakdown, but it was hilarious. Like, she went crazy bitch, and the whole world got to see it.
Mental breakdowns are awesome, especially when they're in front of the paparazzi.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, who else has gone crazy bitch where they, like, beat somebody up?
Oh,
wow. Didn't Paris Hilton get into a couple of fights with, like, girls and ex-boyfriends and...
Yeah,
like she's
but
always in trouble.
You know, she's not that interesting because you know that bitch doesn't really fight.
Right.
She's not that interesting in general. Like, I'm not a big fan of Paris Hilton, so.
Right. Well,
I don't really like people that are famous for no reason.
Well, Kardashian.
Yeah, I can't stand that family.
I gotta give props though to Paris Hilton because. The bitch has herpes. It's well known the bitch has herpes. And she still gets the A-list. Like, she was dating Psy, who owns Tris and Excess and Dre's Hollywood here in Vegas.
Right.
He is, like, a real businessman. He's hot. He has an identical twin. He was a catch. He proposed. Why does she keep getting these amazing men? Now she's with Afrojack. He's sexy. He's at the top of his game in the music industry and dance music, and he's making her a DJ. He's in love with her. I saw him at Playboy Mansion together. Like, how does she keep getting these A-listers when she has herpes? No. Everybody knows she has herpes. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't either because, like, they even, like, TMZ, remember she had, like, a storage unit that she forgot to pay on, and there were, like, prescriptions in her name of Valtrax or whatever it is.
She got mad
herpes.
No, the bitch got the herp. How you going to go there? And you know that she's been with 58 other freaking people. How you going to go there?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she's dated everybody. It's almost like maybe they have the herp, and they're like, or they just don't care. Like, how do you not care?
But that's what I'm saying. How could you not care? That is gnarly.
Well, if you think about it, though, you get with Paris Hilton, you have instant, you know, publicity. Like, oh, you're with Paris Hilton, so you're going to be on the cover of every magazine. You're gonna be on every gossip blog and all that stuff. So,
and I
mean, it's almost like you're getting your 15 minutes.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't get why Afrojack, who's already super famous, would
be. And then the fact is her credibility is not so great anymore. Like, she's not getting the covers. Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians are getting the covers. Like, it's almost like moved away from the Hiltons and now is on to something better, which are not better, but, you know, whatever the flavor of the month is now, because I think next year it'll be someone else, you know?
Right.
And it's right. Like, Afrojack doesn't need any publicity. Like, he's the more famous one out of the two now. Yeah. And craziness. Maybe she's just really good in bed. Do you think that's what it is?
No, I saw the sex tape.
I've seen that sex tape, and it wasn't that good.
It was not
good. She wasn't doing much. She wasn't representing for the cable.
No. She's like, no. I love you. Okay, I'll try that.
Oh, my gosh. She wasn't, like, amazingly, like, doing tricks and no other. Like,
she ain't no Katrina Johnson, I'll tell you that.
She sure isn't. And for the record, Katrina Johnson comes clean. She has got a clean bill of health and all the men need to line up.
Herp-free, ladies and gentlemen. Herp-free. Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh, that is like, and that's the one thing that you can't get rid of.
that blows
my mind.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh.
I love how we went from dating in the workplace to break up to herpes.
What other direction do you go in?
Wow.
You know, on Uncensored Radio, there's no place to go but down.
Right.
We only take it to the down. We go to the downslope every time. We're not going to bring credible. We're going to bring entertaining conversation, not credible conversation.
Exactly.
The good news about dating in the workplace is you could possibly have access to their medical records. The bad news about dating in the workplace is that it's easier for them to stalk you.
Yes.
Yeah. Why weren't you at work today? Oh? Huh?
Right.
That would be the weird, that's the weird conversation.
About that.
Yeah.
That's
so why weren't you at work today? Oh,
I didn't
my car
think
broke
about
down.
That.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
need
still...
anybody knowing whether I went to work or not.
Yeah. I'm still debating on if I'm actually going to go or not.
I think
well, you have to
go into
now
it.
And you have to report back.
Yeah. I say you go, and then you just go with the intentions of being friends and, like, I'm going to go and have a good time. And you just see where the chips land and just take your time. Because, James, you are notoriously known for not taking your time.
I know.
What did I tell you in Auburn? I said if you
give them a minute,
him,
or
if you make
give them a
wait,
second,
I forget what it was.
They'll
it
stay
was
for a minute.
Smart.
If you give them a second, they'll stay a minute.
Exactly. So,
instead of jumping right in there and being like, "I think you're hot. I want to make out with you."
Although that was the highlight of our day. Like we were so entertained by you.
Now, see, I'm
well,
not
they.
Saying
I don't
that
know if I should
I
take
would...
that as a compliment or what.
No, it was great because we were like, look at James, go for it. We didn't think you had it in you. Like, we
didn't
think you had it
proud.
In you.
I
we had were like, look at James. We were proud. We were actually very proud of you.
But I have to say, I would be a little more vague with your intentions next time. Now, we all know that I may have landed a Power Ranger with similar tactics. I may have walked up and said, and I quote, "You're coming with me." But I cannot say what you are coming with me for. I did not say you're coming to make out with me. I just said you're coming with me.
Mm-hmm. She just claimed the territory.
This is why, and this is why I need to hang out with y'all more. I need lessons.
He needs swagger. He needs date swag.
I do.
Katrina.
I do.
I got that.
I think you need to have.
Can't do teach.
Uh-huh. And you need to have Katrina on speed dial when you go on this date. Because she will help you get through it. She'll give you advice. She'll go, no, 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 don't do that. Don't say that. Mm-hmm. And she'll, you know, walk you through things.
Okay. Well, Miss Katrina,
you know?
Be prepared. Saturday night for some text messaging with me.
Oh, I'm ready. And just remember, less is more. Tease them. Leave them wanting more.
Got it.
It's all about the chase. Tease.
Right.
You get
right.
Well,
right.
I just honestly suck when it comes to dating and things like that, because I don't do it very much, so.
Yeah, but you have a team of experts on your side, so you got this.
I know. Not very
right.
many people can say that. So
right.
I'm very happy about that.
Right. Yeah, you do have a team of experts. You do have a team of experts.
I love my UCR family.
Good.
Yeah. So don't worry, because it's like it's all good. We can slowly walk you through it, and we'll make it all better.
Cool.
You know, and yeah, and the thing is, and if you mess it up, oh well, there's more fish in the sea.
Right. I have Las Vegas to still handle, too, so.
Exactly.
Next July, so.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to be tied down in a relationship, and you got a big Vegas trip coming up next year. Like, you got to stay in the right frame of mind. This needs to all be fun and games.
Right. But if something happens, I'm open for it. So I will go into it thinking that it's that. No, okay.
I will go into it thinking that
we're just going to be friends and that's all it's going to be. And if something more happens, I'm not going to get
exactly.
my expectations up. I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm going to go into it just chill and ready to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's all you should do. It is the best way of approaching that situation. No pressure. Have a good time. And if something happens, woo, that's like the – it's like when you get a when you know how you get a dessert and you, like, open it and there's something, like, warm and delicious on the inside. It's just a surprise.
That's a surprise cream.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And then I'll come back on Monday and report it to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to know. You gotta tell us. Next week, we got to know.
Definitely.
It'll be fabulous. I can already feel it. You already have your head in the game. And then you've got the dater of all dater, Katrina Johnson. She's on speed dial. Like, who can say that?
Win.
She's the official Ranger Slayer. I mean, it takes a certain woman to slay some Rangers.
It does. I wish I had that talent because I would love a Power Ranger or two maybe in my life.
Oh, you will. You will, my friend.
But the only one that I know of is gay is David Yost, and I don't know if that's going to ever happen, so.
How did you get that talent, Katrina, of slaying Rangers?
Well, I identify what I want to keep my eye on the target and don't give up. And like I said, less is more. I don't let them know that they're going to be slayed, exactly. I keep it ambiguous for a little bit. Keep the mystery alive, and then I make them work for it.
Right.
Oh, really? Really?
I like that.
You want to hang out? Well, you better come to Vegas. You better get on an airplane and come see me. Oh, really? You want to have dinner? Well, here's what I want. Here's what I expect. Make it happen. Chop, chop. Make them work for it. And what does it help? They do every time.
Right.
Wow. Well, they say
I'm seriously sitting here taking notes.
Yeah, well,
I'm
because
saying.
Just because I want it doesn't mean that they're just going to get it that easy. Oh, no. Anything worth having is worth waiting for and working for, and they got to wait and work for this.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So... I think that's like, it's almost like a confidence thing. I think the confident person is always the one who seems to get what they want because they're not afraid to ask for it and they're not afraid to just go for it. Like,
absolutely. I'm never afraid to ask for anything except from the IRS.
I'm not afraid to ask for anything, but that also requires me to have an alcoholic beverage in my hand, too, so...
You don't need that. See, you need the liquid courage. We need to get to the place where you, if you have the liquid courage, great. If you don't, then great. Because the liquid courage also, you lose your inhibition. So it's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah, because when I lose my inhibitions, I also lose my pants.
Yeah, so do you, James.
Which could be bad in public. It could be very, very bad. In some places, that's against the law.
And typically, when I actually got some in Auburn, I was sober.
Oh, you did?
No,
because
I only had one shot. I only had the one shot that Miss Johnson made for me.
And it was delicious.
It was. That glazed donut vodka, oh my God, so good in a shot form.
Really?
It's delicious.
Wow.
Well, we only have like a minute and a half left, y'all.
Oh, wow. See how fun the hour goes by? Well, this is the thing. I think we covered it all. You can or cannot date someone at your job. This depends on the situation. And be careful that they don't turn into a crazy stalker who may or may not have herpes.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the point of today's show, right? I think so.
Practice safe sex, people. I think that's the point we were trying to make. I don't know, but it sure was fun. See what happens when mom is not here? Things just go awry. I think it would have went crazier.
Things go awry even when
he's
here.
I know. I think it would have went crazier if Jeff was here, because I would love to hear his thoughts on herp carrying.
Well, I already know what Mama would say. Mama was like, uh-uh, you ain't gonna date your coworker. They make the same as you. You got to date up. You better be dating up.
You need to date the boss. You need to date the boss, dude.
Yep.
Good night,
well, it's been fun.
Saying what we want, give it to you, nuts.